Welcome to the Make It Reset Podcast.
We back. It's Monday morning, and we're recording on a Monday morning.
Oh yeah.
We are late. Mahabang kwento, but anyway, we are moving houses, and that's why we ghosted you last week. And so for this episode, we are gonna talk about Taylor Swift. We're gonna talk about the album.
We are down bad.
Yes.
Talk about down bad, crying at the gym. Sorry. Some bosses.
Petulance. So we're gonna talk about Taylor Swift, but before that, I have a few things para lang matanggal ko na sa checklist.
Okay, game.
So, number one, ano ba ang rustans? I wrote that down eh. Parang I guess I was 30 years old now when I found out what it was.
What is it?
What is a department store?
Yeah.
And again, what's a department store?
A place that you can get a lot of different things.
I know, pero parang who?
Pero mahal.
That's true. Pero like what? SM department store, all these department stores. Like, ano ba ang nasa department store?
Why is it called a department store?
Yun nga eh. Baka kasi maraming department.
Tortured Poets Department. Is that why you were talking about this? Nagkataon no, lang.
Ano ba? Toward...
Tortured Poets Department.
Is that...
That's the name of the album.
That's the name ba?
The Tortured Poets Department. Tama ba?
Yeah. Tama, diba? Let's call it Tortured Poets,
Department
Store.
we should open a department store called Tortured Poets Department Store.
So... Before that, yun, I guess parang...
But why is it called department store?
I don't know.
Ganun? Parang aalis ka?
Hindi.
Parang aalis ako, so bibili ako ng gamit. Ganun?
Kasi...
What's a department? What's a department?
It's a department is a...
it's a group.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Marketing
department.
Yeah, it's a...
So why would you call it department store?
Hindi ba dapat departments?
Departments?
Store? Kasi maraming department. May kitchen department. Food department. May clothing department. May men's department. So dapat departments.
Oh, nga. Different department store.
Dapat ganun.
DDS. Which I think, dapat yung owner ng Rustans, ano? Ito na naman, joke lang. Hindi ko alam.
Anyway, yung Rustans kasi... Ewan ko, parang I think, ano lang, I was a very young kid and I was always like, ano ba yan?
Mm-hmm.
What is there? What ba?
Basta alam ko, maganda yung aircon.
That's true. Ang department store lagi malamig.
Oo. Oh, ni tulad ng H&M sa Uptown Mall. Sobrang init. Parang recurring complaint ko yun.
Another thing, ako, ito, mega complaint.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever owns a digital walker, maybe you should tell your staff, like, they should know what they're selling.
It's not even that parang they don't know it.
It's just not that they don't know. They should know. They should like people. Diba?
It would be great if they knew what they were selling.
I'm sorry if ma'am, ano, if may stray bullet yung iba. Pero in my experience, I'd say 1 out of 10 digital walker staff have been like, oh na.
That's very, ano ah.
Shout out, there's one guy, the 1 out of 10 is in digital walker Eastwood Mall.
1 out of 10... Ang
is
okay?
Ang mabait.
Ah, yeah.
Not, sorry, not mabait. Not even mabait. Excited? Bumenta? Parang gustong bumenta. Kaya ako, when I do get like... Kasi this is a pet peeve. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's a pet peeve of mine na when you say, meron kayong ganito? Ay, wala eh.
Kaagad.
Ay, wala, kaagad. Wala eh. So true enough, yesterday na naman, sabi ko... Hey, sige, meron ba kayong ano, yung shocks na
ay wala. Dapat ano, meron ba kayong ay wala po?
Yeah.
Wala pong ganun.
So I was
face out na po. Wala pa kang sinasabi, face out na.
So sabi wala eh. Sige, ay, okay.
Tell me what shocks are.
It's for running. So it's bone conduction earphones.
Sobrang wild. I just found out about this.
Earphones eh.
I just headphones? Bone phones?
Bone phones.
Jim just told me about this yesterday. So
I just found out also. Like, I've been searching kasi yung, yung earbuds ko na deads na. So, I needed something for running. And then, I've been nagsa-search ako. Tapos yun nga, apparently may thing called bone phones.
They're not called bone phones.
Pero, you put it here, oh.
Just outside the ear.
So, walang there's nothing inside your ears so that you can run and still hear the cars.
For safety.
So, nag-testing ako dun sa Digital Walker, actually. Nakakatawa. Mm. Tapos, ano talaga siya? May kiliti lang siya na weird. It's weird.
Was it sensual?
No. It was a bit annoying.
I wanna try that.
Okay lang. Yeah. But kasi magpa-podcast naman ako eh. Kaya I was like, nawi-weirdohan kasi like, puro mga, down bad, na-na-na-na, dug-dug-dug, dug-pak, dug-dug.
Pero okay yun. At least naririnig mo yung surroundings mo.
Yeah, I mean, pero ang bastos naman ng mga driver dito sa Pilipinas. I mean, busina naman ang busina.
Ano ka ba? It's for safety. Oh, anyway, oh, anyway. So naghanap ka ng shocks. It's called shocks. What brand is it?
I don't want to, I don't know.
I'm very interested.
Yeah, so I went.
But I will not go to Digital Walker to look for it. Kasi, yes. Kasi ano nangyari sa'yo?
So, punta ako dun. Sabi ko, wala. Sabi ko, do you have any running earphones or like headphones? Wala eh. So I go, okay. So I continued walking. And then true enough, pagting ko dun sa dulo, there was a whole cabinet, glass, whatever, of running hearing, music listening equipment.
As in, there was a section for it. There was a department.
There was a department. The tortured.
Running department.
And then I said, oh, ito. Hindi ba ito yun? Sabi niya, oo, pero ano yun eh? Pink yan eh.
Labo!
Tapos I go,
okay.
Pero ito yun, di ba? Ito yung shocks na pwedeng kang tumakbo. Tapos ano, sabi niya, yan yun. Sabi ko, okay, sabi mo kasi wala eh. Sabi niya,
pambabae kasi yun eh.
That's what he said. Pambabae kasi yun eh. Sabi ko, bakit? May ano ba? Yung sa shape ng ulo? Alam ko naman eh. I guess I just wanted, medyo mainit lang ulo ko. Kaya I wanted to keep on going. So sabi ko like, bakit? Iba ba yung shape ng ano?
May boobs ba sa ulo?
So anyway, that's one. And then last, before we do a tortured poets thing. Here's something that I wrote. Can we please stop making vanilla the term for basic?
Is that still a thing? When did that start happening?
People say like vanilla siya. Vanilla personality niya.
I think, when did that start happening? When we were in college ba? Parang.
Basic, yun yung lagi namin sinasabi. Like basic bro yan eh.
Vanilla.
People don't say naman. Here, hindi naman vanilla yan eh.
I've heard someone say vanilla. He's pretty vanilla. Yeah. Inan. Kainis. Sarap-sarap ng vanilla.
Lahat ng kinainan kong ice cream, vanilla.
He's pretty vanilla. I bet.
Like ako,
so mabango?
Kumari, like, for me, vanilla is the true test of a restaurant.
I agree. So, just for reference lang. Ah. So, for those who don't know, people sometimes label other people as vanilla when they mean to say that they're pretty boring or walang personality, bland. Mm. And so, there. You think?
Ako, I think that if a restaurant chooses vanilla ice cream and decides to serve it and charge you for it for more than 50 pesos. Oh, you know, 150 pesos. For a scoop of vanilla ice cream, tapos wale yung vanilla ice cream.
Ay, hey, oh.
Bastos yung owner ng restaurant.
I like rich vanilla ice cream.
Ako, I don't.
I don't like rich. Tasting vanilla.
Ako, I like, ano, parang something that gives me the vibe of I'm out of the country and I wanna relax.
Yuck. What the heck? So, I don't get it.
Kasi kung makapal yung vanilla, masyadong rich, it's like, it's tiring.
Yuck. Bakit tiring?
Kasi parang it may work involved. Na parang, kailangan ko kainin.
Masyadong flavorful, ganun.
Hindi naman. Parang makapal.
parang gusto mo manipis.
Kaya gusto ko soft serve.
Ah, masarap ang soft.
Soft serve.
Yung soft serve sa Japan.
Yes.
Anong brand yun?
Yeah, ewan ko.
Makalimutan ko. Manny?
Lengua de tang- Lengua de Manny. Lengua ni Manny.
Lengua ni Manny. Manny's tongue. Lengua ba? Tama ba? Tongue ni Manny. Tongue na Manny. Now, Manny and Therese, they recommended this soft serve ice cream in Japan. It's masarap siya.
Sa may tubig.
Ha?
Huh? It's a franchise.
Sa may tubig. You can find it mostly everywhere. Pero we tasted it sa may... Anong tawag dun sa spot na maraming... Sa so yung... Ano yung Dotonbori? Mm. Sa may tubig.
So, I have another... I have another question before we go to the T-Swift. Mm. How do you... So, this is what happened. I was eating the ice cream, right? I was ice cream kami sa kapon, vanilla, of course. I was enjoying it. Now a cone, right?
Yes.
And you know when the cone becomes a bit thinner,
soggy.
Nede, thinner na.
Yes. Oh.
So after the first, kasi yun, bite, diba? When you get to the middle, lower half part, you kind of have to do a open O mouth shape.
Not really.
No, I mean you can't do a chipmunk.
Yes, bite, you bite. Can.
With a cone?
Yeah.
Napatapos na?
Yes.
Hindi.
Or just if it's that small, just eat the whole damn thing.
No. It's not that small. Kaya nga mid to end. So,
you're talking about having to put the whole thing in your mouth.
Medyo. So, semi, medyo. Like, in the words of Robert Frost, ibenga muna.
Long pause. Okay.
So anyway, I was doing that the shape of a.
It was phallic. Is that what you're saying?
I think that's it. Yeah, medyo phallic yung itsura, and you're enjoying it, right? So parang there's pleasure in your eyes.
Parang OA naman ata yung visual na yun. Talagang pleasure in your eyes as you're putting the whole cone in your mouth. It's like, relax. It's not that good.
Nee, of course, hindi siya sobrang OA.
Eye-crossing good.
Hindi naman ganun. It's like, parang there's just
T-Rex.
There's a glint. T-Rex.
Jurassic.
I was gonna say.
Jurassic mode. Jurassic pleasure. T-Rex mode. Okay.
Alright. Ganda ng T-Rex mode. So, pag ano ko, sumakto, there was this guy who kasi we were sitting in the, yung seating, yung indoor seating na nasa dadaanan ka na lahat ng tao ng mall. I don't know why we opted to do that kasi like everyone's looking at you eating food. It's kind of weird.
So, you mean right outside the...
Yeah, right outside the restaurant, but it's inside the mall.
Yes.
Gets?
Doon tayo po nesto eh.
Hindi ko talaga gets why would anyone want to do that. Siguro dapat may ano, may wall. No?
No, I don't know. I think I did.
Or at least parang may, dapat may... Do you think that... Ako kasi, like when I'm walking past people eating in a mall that are... In the mall.
You mean kind of like in the hallway, you know?
Yeah, in the hallway. Tas yung daanan siya, tas nandun yung family. I make it a point na I will not look at them.
Oh, yeah.
Parang, it's like someone going near...
I've never given this any thought.
I give it a lot of thought.
I never. Ano, titignan mo sa'yo, tas parang, di wow, may pagkain kayo.
No, that's what I don't want them to feel.
Why would anybody feel...
Parang, I don't want them to think like, dude.
Dami yung pagkain. Ganon.
Hindi. Parang,
wow, family day. Ganon. Ba't sinajudge mo sila yun? Tinanahimik sila. Wow, ice cream. Hindi masaya.
It's not even about judging. Like, I don't want them to judge me. Like, parang, dude, what the fuck are you looking at? Parang ganon.
Okay.
And we're eating. Anong gusto mo?
It's so weird. I don't think anybody's looking at people
kaya
walking
ako, nagaganon ako.
Weird. Jim's covering his face.
Anyway.
Okay.
So sumakto nga lang na I was eating that cone. Tapos may guy, and then nagka, alam mo yun, kasi because nga you're in the hallway.
Tapos tumirik yung mata mo.
Nagkatinginan ng mata while I was eating the cone. Okay. So it's not an issue eating a cone in public?
I don't think so, and I've never had...
Maybe just look down. Look down at the cone.
I think what's more annoying is the licking of the yun, vanilla.
That's what I was
around.
Asking pala. Sorry, yun pala. The licking rin. Like, kumari, gaganon ka.
Please don't make eye contact with anybody.
Hindi kaya nga. How do you... So you just look at the cone. Like, ganon.
Oh my God, stop! Or close mo na lang eyes po. The tongue movement doesn't have to be like that. Jim's making some lewd tongue. Ay nako, sana yung buri na lang di nakikita to. Anyway.
T-Swift. So okay. Ako, I would like to say, first of all, I'm a late Swifty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I always like the... I always like the bangers. Like, I always knew... and then I fell in love when we watched that documentary on Netflix, yung Red.
Which one?
Like
Miss Americana?
Miss Americana. Mm. I fell in love there. And then Folklore came out.
And then Pawn Sessions.
That's when I got obsessed. And I was like, oh my God. And ever since Folklore came out, honestly, it's the only thing that's on repeat. Mm. Whenever I'm sleepy, mm-hmm. I'm having a bad day, I listen to Cruel Summer. Mm. When I want to feel things, I listen to... My Tears Ricochet. Uh-huh. This Is Me Trying.
Mm.
So anyway, nung lumabas to, I was very, very excited. Love the marketing. Love, as in like, this was the first time in a long time na I was looking at the, when an album is coming out. Mm. Like talagang, ano, super anticipating it. Grabe. It, even yung Billie Eilish, actually, I'm excited. So anyway.
There's a new one coming out?
So, when it came out, sakto pa, I was having a rough day. I was going to the office and then I was feeling sleepy. Listened to Cruel Summer. Mm. And I saw, oh my God, out na pala.
Yeah.
And again, to all the Swifties, kung hardcore Swiftie ka, I respect your opinion. Like if you don't like this, of course, you have every reason. Like you have your connections na with her previous work.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I am... Everything that we're going to talk about is connected to the T-Swift that I connected.
Yeah.
So, kung kayo, like, you liked yung mga nasa Sleepless and all these things and whatever.
Sleepless?
Speak now.
May Sleepless ba?
Sleep well?
That's a brand of sleeping pills.
Ah, sorry.
Sleep easy.
No, sorry. Yun yung linya-linya shirt.
Sleep well. Kasi speak now.
Sleep now all the time. Anyway.
Sleep well.
So
Fearless.
Sleepless. You don't want sleepless. So anyway, yun, sabi. Like I just wanna say before you go into it, like I love this album.
Mm-hmm.
It's so fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
Any T-Swift is so good at fun. I love when she throws an F-bomb. It's always perfect. It's always... and ako, personally, like, she continues to use, like, pop culture references in her songs, right? And originally, for other artists, it's like... Ano yun? Kasi nga, there was a band na parang, ano yun? I-delete ko na ang face friendster mo. You know? So that for me, that like, oh.
You don't like that?
I don't like it. But with Tay Tay, I super love it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah.
Mm. You know, there are some people who I think they just really hate on her. Mm. And they just, I don't know, they have accused her of writing her lyrics using AI. And I'm curious to see if we could have AI write Taylor Swift songs and see how well they could
be. It won't be good.
I don't know. Let's try it later. Chat GPT.
So, obviously, Fortnite.
Mm.
This is the first time, honestly, I...
Sobrang LSS ako sa Fortnite.
First time ko, mapakinggan si Post Malone.
Ako rin. Ay, hindi. Narinig ko siya sa ano.
Yung circle, yung sunflower.
Yes, which is so funny because I thought...
Sunflower.
No, that's Vampire Weekend. Kainis. No, nakakatawa pa kasi akala ko yung Post Malone sa Sunflower, which is the Spider-Man theme song, akala ko siya yung sa first verse. Hindi pala siya yun.
First verse.
Yung tebere pep pep
tebere pep
tebere pep. Bakit? Sino ba yun? Oh, hindi mo
si
rin naman
alam.
Si Spider-Man. Si Pre Malone daw yun. Muli. Maganda yung voice ni Post Malone.
And nakakatawa, I've been, yung IG reels ko ngayon, puro mga, how to make a stock plugin for Post Malone. So, pretty sobrang wild pa ng fans ni Post Malone.
Oo nga eh. So, tsaka grabe yung chemistry nila, diba?
Yung sikat niyang song.
Ano yung sikat niyang song?
Which I think I've been hearing in a lot of malls.
Ano to?
Is yung Circles.
Ano yun? Ah! Ano yun?
You know it if you hear it.
Okay.
Yeah. So, anyway, Fortnite started out. And number one pala, another reason why I love Tay Tay now is because of her work with Desner.
Yeah.
Of The National. So he
started with the Folklore, right?
Yeah, he started producing. So all the elements are parang ano nga, if you listen to The National, I love The National. The way in the mix, the way they mix, like kware yung Clara Bow. That's so The National. The way the guitar and the bass is set up. It's so beautiful. And then you mix it with Tay-Tay's melodies.
Mm.
It's so perfect. Kaya honestly, hindi ko pa na finish yung Hindi ko pa natatapos yung buong album.
Ako rin.
Kasi I just keep playing the ones I love.
Mm.
So you want to pull out the track list.
So obviously the ones that you like.
I love Fortnite. When and the video, sabi.
Ingay.
Talagang
si Jim kept messaging me. I'll post screenshots of his messages to me.
Kinigilig talaga ako. I wanted to hug
Fortnite.
Yeah, Fortnite. Tortured Poets, so good.
How does this go again?
You're not Dylan Thomas. I'm not Patti Smith.
We're modern idiots. Hindi ba siya si ano? Tortured Poets Department. Shut up.
You left your typewriter in my apartment.
That's it. So it's about Matt Healy.
Who are the typewriters anyway?
You know what? We're not even going to talk about what it's about. Pero marami kaming nabasang theories. Gusto ko to yung ano. My boy only breaks his favorite toys. Yeah, I like that.
That's good.
Down Bad, super... Sobrang jam.
Ako grabe.
First time I heard it, I was like,
time.
And we listened to I listened first to the yung the explicit one. So I was really like, oh my gosh, she's saying a lot of bad words. Wala lang. Tas there's a version na puro clean pala. So it's great because we can play it at the mall.
I think this first album, diba it's a double album.
Mm.
It ends with The Alchemy Atay.
I don't know.
It doesn't. So anyway, that's
here.
Awesome.
Here, wait lang. It ends with Clara Bow, which is funny. You know what? My mom always used to call my little sister Clara Bow.
Cute.
Yeah.
So, yun, Clara Bow. So. You, dun, 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 dun. Ang ganda. And then in the ending, it's sobrang nakakatawa, sobrang fanboy. Like when she said,
you look like Taylor Swift.
I'm like, oh my god.
Taylor Swift.
That's
so funny.
So parang kililig. Aww, cute. So kung galing niya.
Lol.
Kung galing niya siya kitaba. Like, it's like, imagine a cheat song saying like,
you look like Jim Baccaro. What do you think about Thank You, Amy?
Which one is that?
Yung about Kay Kim. Do you know about that?
Oh yeah, no, I haven't listened to that.
So, but you know of it.
No.
You see all the letter, the K-I-M are all caps.
Oh, wow.
So it's about Kim Kardashian.
Oh.
And then, sorry, wait. And it's, as in, it's about a bully, blah, blah, blah. And then, fuck you, Amy. Galit na galit siya. And then yung ending is, thank you, Amy. Kasi parang, she's where she is now because of her. Because she was bullied.
Oh.
Parang ganun. Okay. At yung ano eh, yung hit line dyan is, my mother, everyone knows that my mother is a saintly woman, but she used to say she wished that you were dead.
Kanda?
Yeah, and so medyo controversial yon, because like, I think Kim, if I'm not mistaken, posted something like, I would never wish anybody dead or something like that. Nag-aaway pa rin sila.
Laughed. Lol. Ano pa? Wait, sorry. I love which one is the, I'm so depressed on my birthday.
Sobrang split yung Twitter verse, X verse, Threads verse about that.
Why?
A lot of people don't like it. A lot of people love it.
Okay.
I think it's the only upbeat one, diba?
Kaya nga I love this album eh, kasi
what's it called? I Can Do It With a Broken Heart.
Is that the one?
Yeah. That's okay. The one na
The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived. I love this song. Ganda.
Ganda na voice
niya. Yeah, and I don't know. She really found her voice. I love it so much. Like, there's I'm such a sucker kasi for yung ganung vulnerability.
Yeah. Breathy.
Not even.
Kasi yung first song niya, yung Fortnite, it is very Lana coded. Have you ever listened to Lana Del Rey?
Yeah, yeah. Naman. That's... I was supposed to be sent away,
Calm and get me.
Ang ganda.
Ano yung kanta ni Lana Del Rey, ano? One t-shirt with nothing but your t-shirt on. Maling kanta. Blue jeans, white shirt. Walked into the room, you know, you make your eyes burn.
Please watch the SNL.
It was like James Dean, for sure.
Anyway, that is our very unprofessional and...
the non-Swifty, non-super hardcore Swifty review of Tortured Poets Department Store.
Yeah. So please go to bit.ly/podkidsafterparty. Cuento. Let's start a thread. Please share this episode. Tag us on Instagram, because that's where we reside.
Bye.
Bye.